Lesson 1, Micah 5, Micah 5, 2 through 5, a Savior promise. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth, when the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
On the four Sundays leading up to Christmas, we rejoice in the great gift that is ours in Jesus Christ. To help us celebrate, we light the candles of the Advent wreath. The candles signify that Christ is the light of the world. The evergreens of Advent remind us that Christ is the life that brings us life. And we remember that Jesus had a sense of humor.
All these are arranged in a circle because life in Christ has no end. Each Sunday, we light an additional candle. Then on Christmas Eve, we light all the candles, including the center one, the Christ candle. As we do, we rejoice that in Christ is the truth, Emmanuel, God with us.
Joy to men born,
third Sunday of Advent, we think about the coming Christ and we light the candle of joy. Christ's coming is good news of great joy for all people.
Lesson 3 from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 through 14. God with us. And again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, Hear then, O house of David, Is it too little for you to weary mortal, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, a young woman is with child, and she'll bear a son, and she'll name him Emmanuel.
Lesson 4 is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 through 34, a new covenant. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, "Know the Lord," for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more.
Thank you. Lesson 5, Luke 1, 26 to 38, the Annunciation. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who has said to be barren. And nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed.
Lesson 6 from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Lesson 7, The Shepherds, Luke 2, 8 through 20. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see these things that have taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told.
And there were shepherds in the same country of life in the field, keeping watch by night over their flock. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them.
Now, as the ushers prepare to come forward to receive the tithes and offerings, I have one announcement I did forget to make. The beautiful flowers in the center today were given by Sue Moore in memory of Jade Moore, who was a great asset to this church and has been greatly missed. Their announcement was not in the bulletin. It'll be in next week's bulletin. Now, please join me in offering our resources and ourselves. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. The world and we who live in it. Freely we have received and freely we give. Let us return to God the offerings of our life and the gifts of the earth.
Of course, in the Next is lesson 8, Book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Lesson 9, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. In the darkness, a great light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. All will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore.
joy to the world. The Lord is come. The Lord is here with us every day. During this Advent season, it's so special to hear the stories, to sing the songs. Hear the sermon today. There was a sermon. Some of you may not think there was, but there was. In that reading of Scripture and of the singing of songs, just as in 2 weeks, it's a fifth Sunday and we'll have a sermon of service. Part of our Reformation heritage is that each and every one of us is a minister. And so each and every one of us is capable of delivering a sermon. Whether it be in the beautiful voices of our choir, and yes, in the beautiful voices of our congregation, and the reading of Scripture, and the sermons of service, you can be a sermon every day of the week. Sermons don't have to just be on Sunday morning. It can be when you visit somebody in the nursing home who may be lonely and be just needing somebody to come see them. It may be when you're being nice to a cashier when you're checking out, who may have had a horrible day of people grumping at her and blaming her for the prices they're having to pay for the groceries, something she has no control over. It may be reaching out to a child at Skycrest. It may be just being nice on the roads to that person that cuts you off. There are so many ways in our life that we can be a sermon. And so today, take this message of the Christ child, but also the Christ man, the man who showed us how we should be living. Keep this message of Christmas in our hearts all year long. It's so easy to be joyful at Christmas time, but sometimes when the season's over, we forget that Christmas should be all year long. Go now in peace and serve that Christ who showed us the message of love and peace, and work to bring about that peace and love in the world. Go now, join us first for lunch. But when you go out of these doors, take that message of Christmas with you in all that you do.